badai.
It is Voice of Indonesia with the news. After attending the 2025 BRICS Summit in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, President Prabowo Subianto continued to his visit to Brazil's capital, Brasilia, on the afternoon of Monday, July 7th, local time. During the visit to Brazil, the president will receive a state ceremony and meet President Lula at the presidential palace. Quoted from rri.co.id, the meeting is said to be important to strengthen the partnership and explore concrete cooperation between Indonesia and Brazil. BRICS harbor no ill will towards other countries, especially United States, according to Deputy Foreign Minister Arman Nathan Nasir in Brazil on Monday. Nasir emphasized that BRICS' main focus is to strengthen cooperation among developing countries in addressing global challenges rather than to provoke any competition against major powers. The deputy minister affirmed that no agenda item at the 17th BRICS summit in Rio was designed to harm the interests of developing countries or any other nation. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Malam tak mampu padamkan perasaan yang
once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali. You're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits. Ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you.
Today's Music Corner presents a song from Kim. Kim is an Indonesian music group formed by Archie Widianto, who was guided by his father, the prominent musician Yovie Widianto. The group consists of three talented singers, Archie Widianto, Rahel Rai, and Gusti Pratama. At the end of September 2024, they presented their latest single entitled Magnet. This song also marks Kim's first collaboration with one of Indonesia's best singers, Marion Jola. The song written by Archie Widianto and Yovie Widianto carries a cheerful pop feel with a groovy rhythm. Interestingly, for the first time, Kim presents a rap verse in this single, which adds new color without seeming excessive. The song Magnet describes a romantic relationship that should be kept secret, where both individuals are already committed to someone else but cannot hold back their feelings for each other. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Kim and Marion Jola with Magnet. Happy listening.
Awalnya aku tak memikirkan, namun bayangmu tak juga hilang. Senyuman hangat itu mencuri renung hatiku. Meski ku sadar ini takkan bisa, hanya aku dan kamu yang boleh tahu apa yang terjadi di hati. Hanya aku dan kamu yang bisa tahu semuanya. Sebatas mata harap lebih bertahan untuk setiap.
Listener, here is quotes of the day. If one shall be a great leader, they must write like a journalist and speak like an orator. A quote from H.O.S. Chokro Aminato. Listener, H.O.S. Chokro Aminato is an international father of national movement and a nation's teacher. He is known as a figure in the struggle for independence. He was also one of the founders and leaders of Trade and Labor Association that played a key role in the struggle for independence during the early 20th century. And listener, that's quotes of the day.
Voice of Indonesia. VOR.
Today's sound.
Siapkanlah dirimu, tunjukkanlah gayamu, karena malam ini menantimu. Lepaskanlah semua, segala beban yang ada, kini sudah tibalah saatnya. Jangan peduli semua, apa kata mereka. Salah kita sebut malam ini tersenyum, lihat kita menari. Bintang berkelip mengikuti irama nada melodi lagu kita. Bersama kita sebut malam ini. Lepaskanlah semua, segala beban yang ada, kini sudah tibalah saatnya. Jangan peduli semua, apa kata mereka. Salah kita sebut malam ini. Bulan tersenyum, lihat kita menari. Bintang berkelip, mengikuti irama nada melodi lagu kita.
Malam ini kan membebaskan diri dari tegang beban. Setelah ku lalui hari yang melelahkan, senyum senyam, kilau bintang menyapa dalam kebersamaan. Waktunya bagiku untuk beraksi, chemistry alami bereaksi, sinkronisasi frekuensi. What we need right now is a party.
Jangan peduli semua, apa kata mereka. Salah kita semua.
Soul Vibe featuring YK with Malam Ini or Tonight, but even if it's not tonight, but like in several weeks, not really. I think it's maybe like in 1 week, listener, on the 15th of July, the InJourney Destination Management Yogyakarta will give a promo for people who want to visit the top destinations, namely Borobudur Temple, Prambanan Temple, and the Ratu Boko Palace. This was announced by the President Director of InJourney Destination Management, Febdina Intan, in Yogyakarta on Tuesday. It seems that everybody who has birthday in July will have, well, special treatment. For example, IDM will give a lifetime access for people having birthday on the 15th of July. But the other promos are also going to apply or available for people's regular visit to the Borobudur Temple, Prambanan, and also Ratu Boko. So what are you waiting for? If you really interested in these temples and heritage sites, you gotta go to these places, especially on the 15th of July 2025.
Betapa bahagianya hatiku saat ku duduk berdua denganmu. Berjalan bersamamu, menarilah denganku. Namun bila hari ini adalah yang terakhir, namun ku tetap bahagia. Selalu kusyukuri, begitulah adanya. Namun bila kau ingin sendiri, cepat-cepatlah sampaikan kepadaku, agar ku tak berharap dan buat kau bersedih. Tiba, ku ingin kau menjadi istriku, berjalan bersamamu dalam terik dan hujan, berlarian ke sana kemari dan tertawa. Namun bila saat berpisah telah tiba, izinkan ku menjaga dirimu. Mati pelukan di ujung waktu, sudahlah kau temani diriku. Cepatlah sampaikan kepadaku, agar ku tak berharap dan buat kau bersedih. Bila nanti saatnya telah tiba, ku ingin kau menjadi istriku, berjalan bersama dalam terik dan hujan, berlarian ke sana kemari dan tertawa. Namun bila saat berpisah telah tiba, izinkan ku menjaga dirimu, berdua menikmati pelukan di ujung waktu. Sudilah kau temani diriku, menjadi. Istriku.
Banyuwangi is one of the most exotic cities in East Java. Being the easternmost city in Java makes the city always collect the very first leafy light of sunrise in Java. Banyuwangi is also lushly green, yet densely populated. As a less popular tourism destination, Banyuwangi in fact has plenty of hidden gems, one of which is Pancur Beach. This beach is part of the regions of Alas Purwo National Park and is located near the Pancur Resort, around 5 kilometers from Rowo Bendo Post or the entrance gate of Alas Purwo National Park, or 3 kilometers from Triangulasi. The name Pancur came from a water course or waterfall flowing directly to the sand and the sea. Pancur Beach possesses a long coastline with a medium wave and white ground that is suitable for family camping. Sunset is the most perfect time to visit this place, as we can enjoy the captivating view from this place. When you arrive at the location, you will see the staircases that will lead you to the destination. A small freshwater river, which forms a mini waterfall and flows to the ocean, exists not far from the beach. That's why the beach is called Pancur. There are various activities that you can do in this beach, such as renting a fisherman's boat to cross further and taking a sight of the ocean. The sloping contour of the beach with its soft beach sand makes you want to set up a camp there. While enjoying the panoramic view of the blue sea and the clear sky, you can set a bonfire to cook the foods that you brought. Also, high waves can also be a playground area. If you want to cross the ocean further, the boats of local fishermen are available for rent, so that you can enjoy and take pictures of the high seas. Not far from the beach, you can also find resorts that provide rooms and decent facilities, such as restaurant, cafe, and many more. If you want to visit the beach, we suggest you use a private vehicle, such as a car or motorcycle, as there is still no public transportation that can take you to the location. You can just drive your vehicle to Alas Purwo National Park and register yourself at Rowo Bendo Post before you can reach the Pancur Beach, which is located 2 kilometers from the entrance.
Hujan, rintik demi rintik membasahi muka bumi saat itu penuh dengan payung. Seketika jas hujan dicari-cari, semua orang inginkan teduh. Hujan,
hujan.
Wanita itu dengarkan lagu yang mendung, tak heran ia baru saja ditinggal oleh sang kekasih. Doakan cepat berpindah hati.
Ooh.
Listener, you're still listening to a song by Weezy titled Hujan, and we intentionally placed this because a lot of places in Indonesia is still getting rain, and we wish that the situation will be getting better, and while we are waiting the situation to, well, get a little bit sunnier, we'll give you a very interesting story about Karindi. Stay tuned on Air Radio Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Bamboo is a plant which is easy to grow and it can be found everywhere in Indonesia. Many Indonesian people use bamboo for daily activity, beginning for cooking ware, weapon to fighting colonizers until traditional instruments. Especially for Indonesian traditional instrument, bamboo can produce different tone accordance to its shape. West Java is one of regions in Indonesia which has abundant bamboo plant. The most popular instrument from bamboo in the world is angklung. There is another unique instrument from West Java which is made from bamboo, namely karinding. Karinding actually has been existing in West Java and used by people since before Christ. The development of Indonesian music industry, which is so fast, makes karinding instrument just drown. One of West Java's artists is often called Abah Olot to get message from his ancestors to preserve and introduce karinding.
Tahun 2004, Abah mengembangkan karinding, warisan dari orang tua.
In 2004, Abah developed karinding, heritage of parents. Abah must preserve it because message from parents in order karinding arts is not extinct. Abah kept learning to make it be shared and be sold. Then the instrument is spread to all regions, especially in West Java.
Thank you.
Karinding Rhythm, which was presented by young people of Bandung, namely Karinding Attack. Karinding is wind instrument, even though the way to play it, it's not fully to be blown like flute. Karinding is placed on lips, then it is tape on the tap, then it is tap on the right to produce a sound resonance. There are some regions in West Java which makes Karinding, such as in Chittamyang, Pasir Mukti, Tasikmalaya, Lewo Malangbong, Garut, and Cikalong Kulon, Cianjur, which is made from palm nidra. In Limbangan and Cililing, Karinding is made from bamboo and played by women. Karinding is shaped like picker, in order it is easy to be inserted in the hair bun. While Karinding, which is made from midrib, is usually played by men. Its shape is shorter, in order to be able to be tucked in a cigarette case. According to Abah Olot, the main material of Karinding is fiber of palm tree. In a modern era, the main material is rare.
Kalau dulunya itu dari ranting aren. Aren orang Sunda bilang dari dahan pawung. Nah, sekarang...
In the past, it was made from palm midrib. Sundanese people call it kawung. Now, Abah makes it from bamboo, because if Abah makes it from kawung, Karinding will be extinct, because it is difficult to find palm midrib. Its raw material is difficult to be made. To dry, it takes a long time. If it is made from bamboo, it is easy. There are many bamboos. It is fast to be dried. A year, it can be made. The palm midrib takes 2 until 3 years.
Cara jemurnya juga lama, kalau bambu mudah, bambu banyak, dijemurnya cepat kering, setahun tidak bisa dibikin. Kalau aren, setahun lebih sampai 2 tahun, 3 tahun baru bisa dibikin.
Since that time, Karinding has been known by West Java people, especially in Bandung. Asep Nata says that Karinding has been known in Bandung since 1982. Eccentric artist from Bandung, Hari Rusli, introduced Karinding through his music.
Di kota Bandung, barangkali sepengetahuan saya itu mulai adanya eksplorasi memanfaatkan seni Karinding ke dalam orkes simfoni, itu barangkali didahului oleh
In Bandung City, Karinding art began to be explored in symphony orchestra, which was initiated by Hari Rusli around 1982. Then there was a gap. Finally, it appeared again around 2006-2007. Now it is produced massively in Bandung and surrounding areas.
Belakangan muncul lagi sesudah dengan triggernya karat. Karat kira-kira mulai tahun 2006-2007 sampai kemari lah. Gitu, mulai lagi menjadi masif di kota Bandung dan sekitarnya.
Astaghfirullah loba bayarun Astaghfirullah loba nunagi Astaghfirullah loba nungantrog Astaghfirullah Aya kolektor Astaghfirullah Laba bayare Astaghfirullah Laba nunagi Astaghfirullah Laba nunagi
Astaghfirullah, loba nunagi, astaghfirullah. Gusti nuhun, nuhun pisan tos kabalayar ayeuna.
You have just listened to Karinding Rhythm entitled Loba Istighfar and song by Karinding Attack. Karinding is usually played solo or group, which consists of 2 until 5 players. One of them is arranger of the tone or rhythm. In the past in Ciawi, Karinding was played together with takokak, or instrument which looks like leaf. Conventionally, according to Abah Olot, there are 4 types of tone in playing Karinding, namely tonggeret, kogondangan, pereogan, and iring-iringan. Karinding can be collaborated with various genres of modern music. It is one of ways of Karinding's Bandung artists to preserve traditional music.
Bisa untuk mengiringi musik apapun atau berkolaborasi dengan jenis musik apapun, gitu. Asal tune atau nada-nadanya dikompromikan. Jadi saya selama ini saya nggak senang kalau ada bilang Karinding tidak bernada. Sebenarnya bukan tidak bernada. Nenek moyang kita itu kan sendiri-sendiri.
It can accompany any kinds of music if the tones are compromised. I'm unhappy if anyone says that Karinding does not have tone. Actually, it is not tone. In the past, our ancestors made it individually and there was no agreement about the sound. So Karinding has tone, but the name of the tones is not identified. As identification of the nation, we have to preserve the traditional arts. We have to keep it. So young people must be aware that we are Sundanese who have to preserve our instrument.
Nah, kita harus menjaga, yaitu menjaga itu melestarikan. Makanya buat untuk anak-anak muda sekarang dan selanjutnya tuh harus menyadari bahwa kita ini orang Sunda, harus melestarikan alat keseniannya sendiri.
Karinding was made by the ancestors to ward off the pest in the past. Because of that, the tones in Karinding instrument did not give a name. After a long time, finally Karinding is played as instrument to entertain farmers who are waiting their land. Today, Karinding begins to be popular in modern music such as rock, blues, and pop. Well, listener, that was a glimpse of traditional instrument from West Java called Karinding.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sikapmu hanya lautan. mengacakan lidahku. Masih banyak yang belum sempat aku katakan padamu. Masih banyak yang belum sempat aku sampaikan padamu. Masih banyak yang...
Listener, do not forget to tell us how you feel about our program so we can bring you better stuffs. You can send it to our email vylisteners@gmail.com, vylisteners@gmail.com, and also our WhatsApp +62 821 2381 2130. Once again, +62 821 2381 2130. And more from Indonesia is coming up next, so stay tuned on Energy World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's edition of the Traditional Song on Music Corner presents a song from North Kalimantan entitled Yaki Bantawol. The song Yaki Bantawol tells people of Tidung about folklore of Batu Tinagat legend, Tidung tribe, North Kalimantan. The lyrics tell about the story of Grandpa Bantawol, a person whose life was always in need. Yaki in the Tidung language means grandfather. One day, Bantawol went to a rocky mountain which is called Batu Tinagat. There, Yaki Bantawol met a very beautiful woman. In fact, the woman was a princess from heaven. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from North Kalimantan entitled Yaki Bantawol by Fika Julia. Enjoy.